Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. In studio with me today, we have our friends from LR Future Insurance and Investments, Lori Renton, and also Shayla Romanishin from Golden Opportunities Fund, which we've talked about many times in the past with Lori, and now she's brought the source right to us. Lori, great to see you. It's been a while. You're on vacation, I think the last couple times, or at least the last time for sure. So it's great to see you again.
Thank you, Jordan. We're happy to be here. And I'm honored to have Shayla here today from Golden Opportunities. It's just like, hey, we have a special guest today. It's so exciting for me because I've worked so hand in hand with this company for so many years. And it really does come down to relationships.
For sure. Now, Shayla, welcome. Where are you based out of?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm based out of Saskatoon.
Okay. Well, great to have you again in Yorkton for a couple days here just today. What's a
couple days? Yeah, meeting some people. And so happy to be here with Lori. She is one of our favorites to work with, and so we're happy to come down and see what's new and what's going on. So it's been great.
Excellent. So, Lori, like I said, it's been a while. So what's been happening in LR? What's new?
Well, you know, Jordan, number one is we're doing a workshop next week. We've made a decision internally within our company saying, you know what, there's traditional marketing, which we do it. You know, we do Facebook, we do billboards, we do radio, of course, because we love The Rock. You know, we do a bit of newspaper because we still have an older client base in Yorkton. So we're still doing all that stuff, but we're going like, what can we do that kind of steps up a little bit? So we're doing some workshops.
Great.
So I've got four workshops organized, and we're starting next Wednesday, May 16th from 6 to 9 with our first one at the Life Matters Learning Center upstairs at LR Future, and it's a vision board workshop. So I believe by people really holding their vision and putting it, whether it's words you need, pictures you need, start building those vision boards and putting yourself in that place, because that's what it's all about. So we're doing that. There's still a couple spots left. You just have to call the office, 783-7737, and talk to Wendy, and she'll get your spot booked. I think there's about three more spots left. So for anybody interested, please give LR Future a call.
Excellent. So that's right around the corner here. Sign up quickly. If this one doesn't work, though, you mentioned other workshops. Yeah. Will they relatively be the same topic each time, or are you hoping to switch it up every time?
No, I have one called Points of You, and it's a really cool workshop around working with your finances and money. But when we look at a situation, and we're looking at three of us in a room right now, and we can put a situation in the middle of the room, and we will all have our own point of you. So it's really cool. I did the training down in Costa Rica, and it was all Latin American people there. I was the only one from Canada, and the teacher was from Israel. And it was so powerful just seeing where people were coming from. So I had to do a workshop down there, and I had to plan it while I was there. It was part of the curriculum. And it went so well. So yeah, we'll be doing points of view. We're going to be doing kind of debt management. We're going to have Tammy in, and she'll talk a little bit about credit rating. What is that? What does that number mean? And how do I make it go higher? So Tammy's already offered to come in and do some stuff. So it'll be a little mix. But what I'm suggesting to you listeners is call the office, 783-7737. Give your email or go to Life Matters on Facebook and like the page. And then you'll keep in touch. You don't have to give your email. If you get an email and it's something that doesn't interest you, delete it. If it interests you, at least you know it's there.
Right. So, again, a few ones coming up here in the very near future, and this is something you hope to really keep up with on a regular basis, I assume.
Yeah, definitely. It's like education. You know, we're all about mentorship and education, and how can we all be the best us? I just happen to work in finances, so how can we have the best relationship that we want to have with the world of money? Okay. I mean, it's a big thing in couplehood, I find, that really can cause some dissension and dis-ease in couples is the topic of money.
People, oh, for sure.
You know, Jordan, all of a sudden you get married and you've got two people that come from totally different money backgrounds, and then they're trying to bring what they've learned and the beliefs that have come to them through grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, whoever that might be, and then it causes sometimes dissension. So that's a big part of our lifestyle planning called the discovery process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you get down to. And it's fun when you get a couple in there and they're kind of tense about it, and then they walk out laughing, having fun. You got to be able to have fun with money.
Oh, definitely. And like I like to allude to sometimes when you're done with couples, sometimes it's like they've just gone through couples counseling.
You know, it is kind of funny. But, you know, no matter what, when you're able to talk about stuff and kind of do exercises and do things together, because I'll always sit down and say, OK, which one's going to be doing the keeping track of the inflow outflow of cash? And right away they point. They know which one's more detailed oriented,
like,
right?
They're playing the shoe game again, yeah. Like at their wedding.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, like I said, it's got to be fun. We don't have to be there and go, oh my goodness, we got to talk about this dreading topic called money.
Mm. Oh, because it causes a lot of stress, like you say, mm-hmm. and you're trying to free people from that stress a lot of the time. So with today and our topic of conversation for today, too, you want to, I know, dive into a little bit about debt, also talking about golden opportunity mm-hmm. as well, while mm-hmm. Shayla's here, of course.
Yeah.
So where would we like to begin?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about debt, and then we'll step into golden and just, you know, one thing about debt, and this really gets to me, this is something that Manulife Bank sent me, and it's called Truth is in the Numbers. They surveyed Canadians about debt, and the numbers show there's a big gap between what they know and how they behave. So even when we're doing the discovery process, it's about our behavior. How do we shift the behavior or the patterns that we're in to shift us into different patterns? So I'm just going to give a couple of those stats, which will just go like, wow. Less than a third of debt holders have achieved their debt reduction goals in the past year. So I know I had a lady, I can give a little bit of a story that I told you guys. I had a woman in, she's been working with me for a year. She came in and basically said, my advisor told me I have to save $1,000 a month. And I go, how does that make you feel? And she was just discouraged. So anyway, we talked and we did this stuff and we've been working together for a year. So the other night she came in for an appointment and I said, okay, we're going to do your net worth statement. She goes, oh, okay. And I turned the paper over to her and she wrote down her net worth and she wrote down a number. And then we actually went through the process and the number was triple. And you should have seen her face. It was almost like she was going to have tears, but yet she was just thrilled because she had no clue that she had built up that much net worth.
Mm.
And it wasn't just working with me for a year. It was her understanding and having the education and the learning side of what does that mean? And now we're working on, you know, how do I get my credit rate up? How do I do this? It all works hand in hand.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying debt is such a big thing.
Well, and in some ways, it works in interesting ways, just someone's knowledge and understanding of how something like debt can work, like you alluded to that person, it was great mm-hmm. relief. For me, it was my misunderstanding of how something like interest rates are calculated that scared me from ever even wanting to enter that part of my life, if you will, mm-hmm. like a credit card. I saw things like interest rates are 20%. I'm like, oh man, if that means my credit card's $100 and I don't pay it, it goes to $120 next month. Mm-hmm. Thinking like that's the way that interest was calculated. Now, mm-hmm. I only learned until recently that no, it's actually only $20 over like 12 months that it would compile. I'm like, well, hey, I'm just glad I learned it my way because debt seemed a whole lot more scary the way I was calculating
right.
it. But it still doesn't want me to even come close to entering that kind of level of debt, of course, outside of something like a mortgage or a car loan or something like
right.
that.
Right. And you know, Jordan, those are things we have to pay attention to because I have a lot of people like they don't even pay attention to inflation. Like they're not paying attention to inflation. But yet you look today, I'm working with a lot of couples now that are getting close to retirement. They might be 50, but they're saying we're retiring in 10 years. They're bound to term or five. So when you look at it and you go inflation, pay attention to it, because I'll tell you that quart of milk or that liter of gas. I mean, look at the price of gas right now. What was it 20 years ago? So they're looking at standard Canadians, what it costs for a 65-year-old, one person 65, retiring, $53,000 a year. But in 20 years from now, so a 40-year-old sitting here retiring at 60, that same figure, $79,000. So pay attention to inflation. So that's why you don't leave your money sitting in the bank earning 1%. You use the tools like golden opportunities and things like that to be able to, number one, save taxes. Number two, start building a plan with not a lot of money. Because people often think to come in and see a financial advisor. Isn't that true, Shayla? They think they have to come in with a whack of money.
Exactly, they do. And it's intimidating, especially for, you know, whether it's the millennial or the person that's been making money for a long time. They're constantly scared that they have to come into an advisor's office, sit across from the desk from them and go, you know, I need to know something before I even do that. But that's not what the point is. The point is that, you know, Laura, you have that knowledge and that's why we should come see you. It's not because we need to know things before we even come see you. You've got it, you know, and having the trust in you is that's all you need to know.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I'm surprised I'm not a teacher because I love teaching people that want to learn. There's going to be people mm-hmm. out there that go, I want nothing to do with this. And that's okay. but it's the people that want to learn. How can we get those like-minded people to come together and be able to really share their stories and, you know, here's how I paid off my mortgage quicker, or here's how I did this, or here's how I buy my life insurance. I don't buy it on my mortgage because I'm protecting the bank. I buy my own life insurance plan that's with me for the rest of my life to protect my family if I died. So there's so many little things to think about that are big on your behalf.
Now, debt as well, I alluded to, like I've been fortunate enough to stay clear of it entirely. I know for some people that's just not a luxury because, things pile up quick, whether it's post-secondary education, whether it's, starting at the bottom and working their way up through things like, working their way through those early stages of a job before, you know, they really get their foot in the door with certain things. So I guess, what are you advising people? Is it a matter of controlling debt, completely eliminating? Is it to each their own? What's your way of attacking when someone comes in and says, okay, I have, say, $20,000, we could say, of debt and expenses? Where do you go from there when someone comes in and presents you with that opportunity, or not that opportunity, but that situation?
You know, Jordan, that's a really good question because you're right. Everybody comes in with a different thought. So number one, we start with, where are you now? And so I take a great big piece of paper. I have the girls laugh at me because I've always got pictures on it. We take a big piece of paper and we go, it doesn't matter where you were. And it's going to be important to where you're going. But the thing is, right now, we want to know where you are. So they'll say, okay, we have a house. We draw a picture of a house. Here's our mortgage. Here's the interest rate we're paying. Here's how long it's amortized for, blah, blah, blah. And then we go, here's a bit of savings. Here's a pension that I have. So they're all of a sudden bringing all their stuff together that's been scattered. So in their own mind, it's not even organized. So it brings it together and says, okay, here's where you are. Now there's your debt. There's a credit card. There's this, there's that. Oh, I have a little bit of extra money right here. That needs to pay down that debt that's costing 20%. So we go through a process. But what's really neat about it, Jordan, is when they make the decision and say, I am ready to do the discovery process, because it says 71% would like to be more confident about their financial decisions. But get this, 10% say creating a financial plan is a priority in the next 5 years. Only 10%. So let's not do a financial plan. Let's do a lifestyle discovery plan. Because this is not just about money. This is about what's the lifestyle you live now and how do you want to live your lifestyle going forward with your children, with your partners, with your friends, with everybody, with your work environment. Mm-hmm. So let's shift it from a financial plan looking only at money to a lifestyle plan that takes in, what do you like to do? Where do you like to travel? What's your favorite things? You know, and how does that work, right? And to be able to spend that time with your loved ones.
Mm. Is there it sounds funny to say, but I know I alluded to before we even went on air today, is that a lot of disinterest for someone who carries debt, well, they just look directly at government, for example, provinces, the federal mm-hmm. governments, countries around the world, mm-hmm. and the amount of debt that they carry. It seems like a lot of those quote-unquote leaders, those leaders sure put the countries in a whole schwack of debt. Is there any safe threshold of debt, or do we try and stay clear of it entirely?
No, I'm not going to say, I believe that debt will always come be with us, and especially you, the millennials today, because I think of a house when I was the age millennials are now. When I bought my first home at 20 or 21, I paid $34,000 for a house. Today, they're paying $340,000 for that same house, or $250,000, or whatever it might be. So debt is going to be inevitable. But it's how do we control and work with the debt that we do have to keep it efficient, and not just like we all have the way that I work. I'm a cash flow and debt manager. And what my cash flow course taught me was we have working cash flow, active cash flow. Working cash flow, Jordan, is you got taxes on your house, you've got a power bill, you've got an energy bill. You have these fixed expenses, but you also have the other side, the active cash flow. That's what's controllable. So when people start working with me and we do a 3-month commitment, they sign a thing saying, I'm taking charge of my finances and this is how I want to get. And they start looking at that and we do 1 month to the next month to the next month to see where they are. It's amazing. They're finding $200-$300 extra because they're paying attention and they're aware. So it is a whole different way. It's more working with behavioral cash, but I don't know. You talk to people and they say there's 55%, they said, seldom discuss their debt situations with anyone, even if they, and sometimes they don't even discuss it with each other. They just keep putting their head in the sand and hope it goes away. Well, it doesn't go away. And then as far as our leaders, right, you know, whether it's provincial, federal, city, municipal, I'm not going to look at that because I think one of the biggest excuses used is, oh, the industry's down, oil and gas is down, oh, this is down, that's down, so let's use the excuse. I'll tell you, if things are down in my business, I've got a reserve and I've taken care of business because I don't want to close my doors. So I really do think that we need to start treating all of this more like business. Hmm. It's just that when you own your own business, your heart is right into it.
Right.
You know, so, and I mean, look at Golden. Shayla, what were the rates last year, even on the Golden stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've had proven performance mm-hmm. this past year, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because some of like our investment philosophy is all about investing in companies that have weathered those economic up and downs, right? They've figured out what works and they've, you know, been around for 30, 40, 50 years. Companies like Prairie Meats, right. HJR Asphalt, you know, Jump.ca. I could go on and on. And these companies have figured it out and it's great. And just to explain a little bit about Golden is, you know, we're all about investing in Saskatchewan. We want to grow our province. To date, we've got invested, you know, $350 million that's been invested into 133 companies to date. You know, what I love about my job, what I love about the fund is that we are impacting jobs and communities across the province. We're building our homegrown province, so it's great. And
that's $5,000 at a time, because the maximum you can buy out there is $5,000 a year into Golden Opportunities and get the 32.5% tax credit.
Exactly.
So that's $5,000 at a time built up to that amount of money.
Yeah.
Investing back in your province.
Well, and that's where it comes a lot down to talking with financial planners and advisors just in regards to this, because and just anyone in the industry such as yourself, Lori, where making these decisions can go a long way of where best to put that money. And this is where time changes. A parent might advise their child, oh, if you have extra money at the end of a paycheck, you should pay down your house. That might be the advice which would have been wise when interest rates were a lot higher, back when that parent was paying off their house. Whereas now, you know, some leftover savings might be able to go a bit further if they were invested, because, well, the interest rates on a mortgage might be incredibly low. So why wouldn't you put it potentially where there'd be greater reward, and that might be an investment or something such as Golden Opportunities?
Boy, you got that right. So like I said, if someone all of a sudden on their active cash flow side finds 100 extra dollars, but they were managing okay with spending what they were spending, take that 100 bucks and get it into, so all of a sudden you put 100 bucks in Golden as an RSP, you're bringing back what? How much money, right? On 100 yeah. on 100 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, on 100 bucks, 80 mm-hmm. bucks.
$80 you're bringing back to yourself.
Savings. Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. Yeah. Like there's no other place where you can mm-hmm. get tax mm-hmm. savings like you can here. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part of it. You know, like what makes Golden so unique mm-hmm. is that there is that 32.5% in tax savings. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, instead of paying somebody else, paying mm-hmm. the government, pay mm-hmm. yourself, yep. right? Save that money. Don't be paying it and pushing it away to something else. Because like you said, Lori, like a lot of the time, it's just that you're not paying attention to where you're putting your money or where you're spending it or where it's going, right?
Yeah.
And there's like, there was a stat I told you earlier today, my gosh, you know, there's, you know, 30% of Canadians don't even have any savings for their...
And that was age
like
what,
45 to 65.
45
to 30% of Canadians. 30%. Oh. Doesn't that just... Yeah, my you know, heart hurts to think
now
about
now when
that.
We talk about government, Jordan, and we go, like, what are people waiting for? Are they mm-hmm. waiting for the government to rely on the government to pay you into your older age and retirement? We need to give our heads a shake. Oh. However, you know, you look way back and you look at old school and you look, oh, at 65, there's going to be an old age pension. So people's mindsets were, oh, there's going to be a pension for me when I'm 65. Well, that pension today is what, $600-$700 a month? You're living in poverty if that's what you're living on, right?
Right. You know, not much.
No, yeah. It's not much. So yeah, that's the thing. Like, look for opportunities. And that's why when we do the discovery process, it takes you through the 9-step plan. So different things come up. So, you know, whether it's tax savings, whether it's how can I start with $50? How can I put $100 in and get $80 back when my tax return it gets done? Let's yeah. do it. Mm-hmm. What's $100? What's $50 every pay period?
Yeah.
Or 25?
You won't miss nope. it, right? That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And one of the strategies, too, that I wanted to bring up was in Golden Opportunities Fund, if you wanted to invest off of your paycheck or checkings account, you can do that. Because a lot of, like, you know, I joke as a millennial, I'm not going to put, you know, 20 grand at the end of the year and start putting all these investments. It's way easier to think monthly and to think every paycheck or, you know, every 2 weeks, you know, what can I put away? Mm-hmm. And there's a strategy we have, and it's called the payroll investment plan. Mm-hmm. And you can turn $62 per paycheck into a $5,000 annual RSP investment. So quickly do the math. That doesn't make sense, does it? But it's because of that tax savings. So instead of paying the government, mm-hmm. instead of putting it into, you know, it's going away, mm-hmm. you put that into your Golden Opportunities investment account. And that's where your tax savings yeah. comes in. And it's awesome. So if there's more information you want, you call Lori and she will hook you up.
Yeah, so $67 a month on a payroll plan. Of course, your employer has to be on side with you. Mm-hmm. But the other one, too, is the PAC plan, Sheila.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's a pre-authorized contribution plan. So this is where, Lori, you can sit down, fill out a form with your client. All they have to do is tell you how much they want to put away. And you can start as little as $25. Yeah. Bi-weekly, right? $25, we're not going to miss that, right? Come on, start mm-hmm. something now. Start before it's too late, because yeah. you know, it's, you'll wake up one day and go, holy crap, I could have done this how many years ago?
Yeah. yeah. Well, look you at know? The 40 to 60 yeah, year olds. Exactly. 30% yeah. of them haven't saved
a cent. Yeah, so.
Now, something I did hear just a little bit before we turned on the microphones, it was just also working alongside CRA to do something with Golden Opportunities. Is that a possibility if someone doesn't have that offered to them in their workplace and just...
Absolutely. So yeah. This is one thing with the payroll investment plan, the employer has to be on side because it's what they're offering to their employees. Mm-hmm. And so it's one way to invest. Now, if there's, you know, for some reason, if this is just not going to work within the company, you can, there's a form with CRA you can fill out.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't make things much more complicated. It's just that when the employer, why we promote this to the employers is because this is a benefit you can offer your employees, right? This is keeping employee retention. This is something else to offer, and it's free to the employer. Mm-hmm. This costs nothing to you as an employer, right? This is, we will come in and set it up through your payroll department, and it just comes off your employees' paychecks, and it's easy, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's great. Absolutely. It's all you ever wanted to know today with LR Future Insurance and Investments. Lori Renton here, and also Shayla Romanishin from Golden Opportunities. And it always flies by on us, Lori. But is there something else you want to get out there?
I guess, you know, just to give everybody a heads up, please mark this date, September 12th from 4 to 8 is Rally in the Alley behind LR Future between First and Betts downtown.
Okay.
And, you know, Jordan, we've had a couple meetings already, and it's amazing the people that are coming forward and saying, how can we get involved? I never heard of this. And they want to do little tractor races with the little kids and give trophies. And Golden's going to come out and hand out stuff to kids. And it's all kid. It's food, farm, family, and fun. And it's at kind of harvest time. So I always love this quote, and this is how I'll end today. I want to thank Shayla so much for being here with me. It's just, her energy is fabulous. And thanks, Jordan, for the great interview. But never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. So Rally in the Alley is to be there for everybody. It's $5 to come in. You get a wristband and everything inside, except the food. Like, all the games and stuff are there for the kids. So it's for all walks of life. It's not just, you got lots of money, you can come to this. It's, you don't have a lot of money, come and entertain and spend some time in the alley and have a party.
Great stuff. Well, again, we'll mark that on the calendar for later on this year with LR Future Insurance and Investments. They've been our guests today on the program. Lori, thanks so much, and Shayla, you as well.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jordan.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.